The same fool from before. Man, 63 years old. I don't remember a specific year, but the first signs that something was wrong were around the age of 6 or 7. When we drove at night, I realized I couldn't see anything of what my father needed to drive. I only saw the light sources, but not what they were illuminating. When I was 15 years old, I would return to the institute in Aix on Sunday afternoons. Sometimes it would get dark during the trip, and I had a hard time getting from the station to the institute. If I went together with other blind people, I did it with ease. I felt a strong, improper, inexplicably clumsy awkwardness, because I couldn't orient myself if I went out alone in the evening, while if I accompanied a few blind companions, even just two of them, I didn't feel any awkwardness, and the paths were fluid. I knew about my illness. I also happened to meet some ophthalmologists who seemed to know less than I did. The rounds of ophthalmologists in hopes of treatments or a cure had already been done for my brother before I was born or, in any case, when I was little. I never had expectation while waiting for the diagnosis. When I learned it was a hereditary disease, I was a child and it didn't cause any reaction in me. I did the genetic test at 54, and since I knew there were many types of retinitis, I did it merely out of pure curiosity. Is finding out exactly what you have at the age of 54 a positive or negative thing? Negative, because it shows how much interest there is in a disease of this kind. Very little. Positive, because the research moved forward, albeit slow as a snail. Only my mother shows some modicum of hope. Having changed places where I lived before the age of 11, thus my circle of childhood friends, high school in one city, part of my university studies between two cities, and 4 years in a third place, I don't have nothing to report in terms of comparison with respect to a before and an after. Besides, I never hid my problem, so people took me as I was. Seeing, even a little, even with difficulty, even only when the amount of light allowed me to do things by seeing was, obviously, easier. But since I knew that I'd lose my eyesight sooner or later, and that it happened over a rather long period of time, I took advantage of these facts to run for cover, with the aim of not stopping. I liked riding a bicycle, which is different than riding in tandem, searching for sight of panoramas on my own, reading comics. Reading on paper and bike riding gradually faded away. At school I couldn't see the blackboard and do my written homework by myself. At work, as a teacher, I was unable to compile the register myself. I only went for specific retinitis treatments. Useless, but specific. Today I feel like the same fool as before. The disease has degenerated almost to the end. I'm functionally blind. Every now and then I play the street lamp game, trying to intercept the light of the street lamps while we walk down the street in the evenings. When I go to the centre where I'm being treated, I spend no less than 4 hours there, 2 of which just waiting around. I perceive the people who work there as welcoming and helpful. So far, I've only done some checkups. I perceive gene therapy as an attempt to maintain the current retinal faculties. We're still far from hoping for a minimum recovery, let alone a recovery that's measurable in 20ths of vision. I don't know why I've only had one medical visit to date where this therapy was mentioned for the first time. At the moment, my family and I are on the same page, so the family participates in the events to support my needs as they arise. I go to the pool to do water aerobics. I play showdown. We organise dinners in the dark with the other members of our sports club. I do weekly music rehearsals with the band where I'm the only blind person. We play in clubs. I go and see sculptural art exhibitions, if touching is allowed, of course. When I have the opportunity, I travel with my wife, who's also blind. I like to get to know the cities, taking walks alone through their historic centres, I read and listen to music. Unfortunately, I also like to eat, so every occasion is a good one to try a new restaurant. I'm autonomous in my daily life. Since there are many things I can do as a blind man, it seems useless to try at all costs to do things where being able to see is a must. Like driving a car, for example. I'm autonomous in my activities. I only find it difficult when the computer aids are inadequate, or when they modify the service websites without taking into account the rules needed to also understand users with visual disabilities. For years now, I've been using personal assistants, selected and trained by me, in those areas where seeing is necessary. Thinking back of my treatment path, I would have liked for this treatment to have been available when I went to the specialist back in 1968. My tomorrow isn't conditioned by the existence of this treatment, but it seems useful to do it, and whatever happens, happens. People with visual impairments need civility. If citizens, people, and institutions observed the rules, and those rules were also applied in the realization of public and social structures, we'd be okay. But in our society, this doesn't happen to a satisfactory extent. So our tomorrow means getting by as best we can, with or without this treatment.